We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider from Learfield IMG College. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker.
Brandon Whedon with me now as we're in an off week, a bye week. It's a weekend without a game, which the fans obviously, you know, all of us don't like because we want to play ball all the time. But, you know, when you have a hard game, Brandon, like Oklahoma State went through last week, is it better to not have a game, to have more time to recover? Are you chomping at the bit to get back out there? I mean, let's just start with that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on where you're at in the year. I think if you, you're beat up physically, obviously mentally right now, almost at the halfway point. So mentally, you've been going at it a long time. August, you got camp, then you go into the game. So mentally, it's nice to catch a break. But coming off a game like that where you don't play well, you turn the ball over, you lose on the road. As a player, me personally, I want to play on, they played on Saturday. I want to go play on Monday or Tuesday. I mean, I want to play as quickly as I can so you can kind of overcome it and put it in the rearview mirror. But unfortunately, when you lose a game like that right before a bye week, it makes these 2 weeks really long. I mean, it's going to feel like a month until just because the last time they were out there, things didn't go the way they had planned. So, I don't know. As a player, I've always, if I don't play well, I want to get back out there as quickly as I possibly can.
It was a very tough game for Oklahoma State's starting quarterback, Spencer Sanders, who is a redshirt freshman playing and starting for the first time at the collegiate level. So what are these 2 weeks like for him, and what things might he be doing or should he be doing to sort of mentally get over what happened but at the same time address whatever shortcomings he had in the game?
Yeah, I think if it were me, this is me personally, and I'm sure the coaches are doing some self-scout stuff, as far as, percentages, runs, and bad plays, good plays, and, what are the plays that are giving them success as far as chunk yardage plays or whatever it may be.
And maybe make sure they're not being too predictable in certain down and distance situations so that they can address that, I would guess.
Exactly. The whole analytics has become such a big deal now. But if I were Spencer and if I was in his shoes, I would have Zach Ramsey, the video guy, I would have him put, maybe all my touchdown passes, all my bad decisions, put them all on my iPad for me or whatever they use now and see them and correct them. Because I think the thing about a young player is you can kind of get rattled, if you will, if you make a bunch of bad decisions. A couple of his interceptions, let's just call it how it is, were pretty ugly, bad decisions that, they've got to get cleaned up. You don't want those to snowball and keep continuing to happen. So I think, you know, if it were me, I would use this time to look at the good. Absolutely look at the good things I've done. But look at the areas where I need to clean up. Look at the areas, maybe not even interceptions, maybe just bad decisions that maybe should have been intercepted, or you know, when I could have took off and ran when I didn't, or you know, just go back and self-reflect and be as an open book and be willing to make some changes, because you know he knows he's got to play better than he did against Texas Tech in order to give this team a chance to win. But I think now's the time, when you have a little bit of time to yourself, to go out and see what see the good things I'm doing, but also see the things I need to clean up.
What's the hardest part for a young quarterback? Is it understanding the coverages? Is it maybe, you know, frankly, for some of these guys, maybe being hit a lot for the first time? Is it all the peripheral stuff that goes with it? What do you think's the hardest thing for a young quarterback? Because redshirt freshman quarterback, I can't imagine that's easy.
Yeah, you know, you hope to build as much confidence in the first few games as you can, because you know it's going to get tougher as the year goes on. But I think for a young quarterback that hadn't played much, it's hard to have a shorter memory, because you haven't played a ton of football.
Yeah.
And so you go out and I keep using Texas Tech as an example. He doesn't play great. Everybody knows that. But some players that are younger, it may be tougher for them to overcome that. Whereas a veteran player, but man, that's just 1 week. Forget about it. I'm on to the next one. I got to learn from my mistakes, but I'm on the next one. Whereas, a young player, this guy was he was a big time player in Texas, obviously.
Right,
he's never had to deal with adversity ever in his life, ever. And so now he's finally faced with some adversity. Now you see what a guy's made of. Now you see if he wants to come out, see, what he's going to correct, see the things he needs to clean up. But it is, man, to being a redshirt freshman playing against in big time college football. It's tough. He's physically doing a lot of good things as far as running the ball and doing some things there, making some good throws at times. But he's got to, take those mistakes and try to find a way to eliminate them, going forward.
When we were talking on the television show a couple of weeks ago, you were discussing all the positives of Chuba Hubbard and really, a unique talent in many ways. And from what you said, a guy who probably you feel like maybe could easily be ready for the NFL, if not now, soon. I mean, do you think he's – not that we're trying to get him to leave by any stretch of the imagination. We hope he stays. But I guess my question is, how good could he be? How good is he now?
I should say he's not good enough for the NFL for another couple of years, so he
I know.
Stays put.
Yeah, I started down the road with that question. It's like, no, be quiet, Dave, be quiet. And I figured Chuba's got other things to do than listen to this podcast anyway. So, anyway.
Right. So yeah, he is a very, very talented back. Size-wise, he's a lot bigger than I – and I hadn't really stood next to him until the Texas game in the locker room. I mean, he's taller than I thought. He's bigger. He's more built. But man, I just love the way he runs the football. He runs the football. He's patient. He's explosive. There's not a whole lot of dancing. It's 1 foot, cut, and he gets north and south, and he's always falling forward. Those things right there are what make the good running backs good. The guys that aren't as good kind of may not have all those qualities, but. Man, I'm a big fan. I think he's, he's made this offense really good, and he's really, opened up a lot of, areas in this offense. He's made them better. He's a big time talent. He's got a bright future on Sundays, but hopefully he's here for a couple more years, and we're able to watch him continue to do what he's doing.
To what extent do you think Tylan Wallace's game translates to the NFL at receiver?
I think he's got a chance. He's not your 6'4" Julio Jones type, but I think you've seen him. The guy can run with the best of them as far as receiver. He's plenty fast. Seems like a really good route runner. I think if I'm a scout, I want to see him run more routes. Right now his Rolodex of routes are pretty small. He's not doing a ton of stuff. They're not asking him to run digs, and I think there's opportunities to run slants and curls. He runs a lot of go balls, runs a stop routes, comebacks. There's not a whole lot to his menu, and I think that's one thing he needs to keep continuing to work on, because at the next level, if you want to be a number one or number two receiver in the NFL, you got to be able to run all those routes and run them all pretty well. But he's got the physical ability. There's no doubt. He's a premier receiver in college football. I think he's got a really bright future.
Have you seen Baylor much?
Not a ton. I've watched a couple of games just on TV. And, the thing that kind of jumped out is Matt Rhule's got them playing hard, playing good defense.
Which, yes, they are.
But, when I think Baylor, I think horrible defense and pretty good offense. But, they're not scoring a million points a game like they used to, but they're playing really good defense. They're stingy. They're flying around. They're physical, which is, again, things that I don't think of when I think of Baylor defense. But they're from what little I've seen, they look you know, much more improved than they have the last couple of years.
So that makes, you know, what happened in Lubbock, of course, Baylor's been playing great. That makes the next game against Baylor really important. One thing that seems to me to become more clear as I've done this a long time, and you don't think of a physical game like football being this way, it's such a momentum game, isn't it? Or am I – it just seems that way. I mean, just it's a game in which you don't get the ball that many times. And so if you have a big momentum swing and a couple possessions go against you offensively or defensively, sometimes even in a, with a great offense, it's hard to catch up. So reversing that momentum as it pertains to the long term is awfully important, because I never used to think of it that way, but as time goes along, I'm more convinced it could be the biggest momentum sport of all of them.
I would agree. I mean, it is. And, you know, it seems like when things are going bad, it snowballs so fast that it's just like it goes bad to worse real quick. But if you can just, you know, a game, for example, if you can just stay in the game and kind of keep it close and not let it get out of hand, it's easy to get momentum back on your side, especially when you have an offense like Oklahoma State does. It's explosive and can keep you in pretty much every game you play. But, man, it is. It is. From the first – I mean, I always say that, and you hear it – I heard it more in the NFL, and – I get so sick and tired of hearing it, but I'm like, God, it's true. You got to start fast, you know, and whether that means your first possession, first quarter, first play, I mean, you got to start fast. If you just kind of dip your toe in the water and like, we're good, we can wait till the second quarter. Sometimes it's too late, you know. I mean, fortunately, you know, they were able to come back and make that game on Saturday in Lubbock, you know, relatively close. But, you know, it's You gotta start fast, and these players will hear that as long as they play football, and it's a no-brainer comment. But you know, you can't the better teams you play, you can't go out there and just kind of feel your way through it, or else you know you gotta go throw the first punch, and then that's where the momentum starts, and then you build up that momentum and don't let it ever go to the other side.
Yeah, in the NFL game, it seems to me moves so much faster because the timing rules are different, so you don't get as many plays, so you don't get as many possessions, right? So you darn well better not let a few get away or you're in trouble.
That's exactly. I mean, that was one of the first things I really noticed in the NFL. You know, in college football, this time you may get 20 possessions some games. In the NFL, there may be games where if you're playing a team like Indy back in the day, I mean, we got the ball two times in the first half when I played Indy my rookie year.
You're kidding me.
You know, you're sitting on the sidelines like, oh, my God, are we ever going to get back out there? You know, and so if you don't take advantage of those, now you're talking 0 points, 3 points. You know, if you don't take advantage of those possessions, and that's – and the longer you play, the more you play – obviously, the ball is so important, but you got to protect the ball. You got to, when you have the ball, you got to do something with it. And, you know, it's, you know, you got to, that's why turnovers, you know, when you turn the ball over several times, that's usually the difference. I don't care if you're playing Pop Warner, Flag, Pee Wee, doesn't matter. That's usually the difference in the game.
That's Brandon Whedon. I'm Dave Hunziker. Thanks for listening.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.